This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Yes, and you're with the Royal Dons. It's Michael and it's Dean today.
Hello.
Has the week off.
Yes.
I swear he's getting work done.
Well.
Well, he gets younger every time.
Every single time. Thinner, you know, younger,
loses
tighter.
Loses loads of weight. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't do that naturally.
No, God.
Well,
no.
I don't. We've got our guests in now. It is the Sisters Grimm, and we're going to be talking Calpurnia Descending. Have I got that right, Ash and Deck?
Yes. Got it right.
Now, this has been getting a massive buzz, hasn't it? It's on at the Malt House, and everybody's been going along to see it, including, well, I know it's, I don't know if this is good to announce this right in the beginning, but Katy Perry went along and adored it. Well, I think that's all right, isn't it, to announce?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I would be happy with it. Yes.
If it helps sales, I'll say was there, but she actually was there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she gave us a standing ovation. If you were kind, you would say she led a standing ovation. If you were factual, you'd say she was the standing ovation.
Okay.
It was just her and one of her main gays sort of clapping wildly.
Wow.
And then we met them afterwards backstage, and now some of us are going to her concert in December.
Oh, which is brilliant.
Not somewhere I thought I'd be, but I'm thrilled to be in her prison.
Yeah, damn right. And you'll be leading this standing ovation, or I suppose most people are already up.
Yeah, I hope I won't be able to stand by the end of that concert.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to be hammered.
Yeah.
Nice way to be.
I think that's the only way to be in the prism. Now, this is not your first gig, is it? You guys have been working together for a while.
Almost a decade, yeah.
Is it really that long? Mm-hmm. So where did you meet? What's the story behind you two?
Minus 18. We met at
We did a really terrible comedy festival show together in 2005, and I had a gigantic falling out with the person who I co-wrote it with, and Ash said after that that he would never work with me again because I was an unprofessional dickhead.
Yeah. Brilliant.
And he was right.
But then my opportunities dried up and I came crawling back to death.
It's weird how that happens, isn't it? It's weird how we're willing to do that.
Yeah.
It's a business. There are no hard and fast yes or no's. It's really like whatever's going, whichever way the wind is blowing.
But you've got it right. You've got the chemistry right and you're producing good work, isn't it? That's the only way to keep surviving.
Yeah, we make all our own work. We write the shows. Declan directs them. I'm usually in them and we produce them together. But this show is done with Malt House Theatre and Sydney Theatre Company.
That must be lovely.
That's great.
Oh, it's a lot easier.
So, you know, they take a lot of the pressure off, yeah?
Yeah. Well, now Declan doesn't have to operate the lights and we don't have to shoplift costumes.
Are you making your own costumes, though? Or do you still have to do that? Do you still ferret around for stuff in op shops? Would you always do that anyway?
Well, for our own stuff, we'll always have to do that. And you shouldn't trust us in any op shop. But for this show...
Because it doesn't matter if it's charity. I still shouldn't have to pay for it.
Well, charity begins at home and I can't pay my rent, so
they'd be giving it to you anyway.
Exactly,
really, wouldn't they?
It's going somewhere. It's going to the poor. And so with our shows being a lot of usually men in dress stuff, that means that stuff still needs to be made. But this time we get like lovely wardrobe departments making my gowns.
Nice.
And this time with Paul Capsis, he gets a couple of very beautiful gowns made for him. And
is that a hint of jealousy in your voice? Do you want the beautiful gowns?
More than
as
just
well?
A hint. It is outright green with jealousy.
But I think we're also, the foundation of our theatre company was that we always kind of wanted to have this fairly DIY or kind of punk ethos, which we've attempted to kind of parlay into the work we do with companies like STC and Malt House. And I think if you see the show, you'll know that it's still pretty annoying and pretty full in a lot of ways. But then I think we also want to be able to keep doing things in garages and in car parks and in all those spaces we started out in, because that's still really, really important to us.
Yeah, and yeah. Well, I guess if you've got if you're writing something that works in a space like that, why wouldn't you do it in a space like that?
Exactly.
You know, but it must, as I said, but it must be nice to get the kind of the big gigs like this, the big produced ones.
Well, with Calpurnia Descending, was that like, were you going in knowing that it was going to be something bigger?
Yeah, I mean, we knew we wanted to make something. As soon as we thought of Paul Capsis, because we were thinking about projects we'd like to do, and we both love Paul and would love to work with him, and then the idea of this backstage battle royale like Sunset Boulevard or All About Eve came to mind, and that's sort of the jumping off point for this project. And because we knew it was going to be with these big companies, the scale of our vision could be really big, and so this became a project that's really formally adventurous, and we do stuff with cameras and live editing and projecting, and the space keeps changing. And that's stuff we can only do in a proper theatre space.
Yeah.
So thankfully, with that support, we were able to take this idea to the full extent which it's gone to.
Right.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLB, TIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
I want to know, we were talking obviously all about hernia descending. What is it about? I've got
good
it written,
line reading.
But it's easier for you guys to tell us what it's all about, really, isn't it?
The show is about a reclusive ex-Broadway star named Beverly DeMont, who is discovered by and who's kind of styled after those great screen divas like Bette Davis and Joan Crawford and all those really great old school divas. And she's discovered in kind of drinking herself to death in her uptown penthouse apartment by a plucky young ingenue fresh off the bus from Branson, Missouri, named Violet St. Clair, who Ash plays. Who's kind of styled after Ruby Keeler and all those kind of annoying ingenue characters from 42nd Street and all those sorts of films. And sort of after a series of fairly ludicrous plot machinations, this kind of motley assortment of characters, including a crooked Broadway producer, end up restaging the flop, the great Roman epic flop that ended Beverly's career, which is called Calpurnia Descending. And from that point, the piece kind of starts, I guess, moving more into kind of the psychological horror end of the backstage melodrama, things like Black Swan and Showgirls, if you'll believe it. And
did you know
like
when you were writing it that you wanted Paul Capsis to do it?
Yeah, that was in there right from the start. We approached Malthouse and Sydney Theatre Company with just an idea of, hey, what about All About Eve or something like All About Eve,
which but I just with Ash and Paul. Adore that movie.
Yeah, yeah. Who doesn't? Great, it's greatest. In our DNA, babe.
Yeah. I don't know if it's in everyone's. I think you've got to be a certain kind of wide-eyed theatrical type.
It's a good litmus test. I think like that in John Waters films is like, if you don't get any of that, we have nothing to talk about.
Get out of my way.
Except, you know, what's it called? Euthanasia, which I would, which I think they should do.
I believe in that. I definitely believe in that. Now, this is on. It's on right now. And, Dean, what are the dates?
It's on in Melbourne till the 30th of November at the Merlin Theatre. It opened last Friday, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
So, and it's at 7:30, so you can go and get a bite to eat.
Have a dinner after, don't you? It's supper.
Have a supper later.
Isn't alcohol after?
It's both.
Okay.
And it depends if you can't do, you know, your carbs later.
Some of us do just eat the olive in the martini.
That doesn't concern me. Well, it did once.
Have your broiled chicken. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's still a week and a half left of shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are kicking it up until then. Me and Mr. Paul Capsis, Miss Sandy Gore, Mr. Peter Palthos, we are giving you full backstage drama for the next week and a half.
Who would love that?
It is major.
Brilliant. All right, well, you can get all the details at the Malthouse Theatre. And, I'm going along tonight. I cannot wait.
I will shave above the knee.
You must.
Thank you.
You know you're
Thanks
special
Thanks for coming
now.
In.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having
Bye-bye.
Us.
Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.